We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. willpledge.org. Now here's your program.
It's 2:48. I'm Celeste Quinn. You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. The growing season is fast coming to an end. The Urbana Farmers Market will wrap up soon, but coming next month, the Urbana Holiday Market. Three guests join me this afternoon to talk about the last dates for the Farmers Market and what lies in store for area residents at the Holiday Market. Lisa Braltz is with me this afternoon. She's the market director for the City of Urbana's Market at the Square. She's brought Jen Hewitt along with her this afternoon to talk about Sprouts at the Market and the event tomorrow that's planned for Sprouts. Also with us in the studio, Susan Tolson. She is the executive director of the Urbana Business Association, which operates the Holiday Market. Well, to the three of you, good to see you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Sure. Lisa, when is the last market at the square for 2009?
The last market of the season is on Saturday, November 7th from 7 to noon, just like always, rain or shine or wind or cold, just like always. Okay. So we've got two more after this weekend.
Okay. And tomorrow, one of your Sprouts at the Market events. What's in store for kids at the market tomorrow? Let's let Jen Hewitt handle that one.
Well, tomorrow will be our fourth event of the season, and we're focusing on fall produce. The sort of code name is Healthy Trick or Treat. We did this last year as well. So we have free bags with the Sprouts logo for the participating children, and they'll be able to go around the market, learn some nutrition and farming information about some fall produce, and get some fun little giveaways as well.
Okay. What kind of produce are we talking about?
What we're focusing on tomorrow is apples, carrots, potatoes, and pumpkin, because those are all things that are available at the market, things that are easy for kids to, you know, kind of latch on to, so and have some fun facts available about those things.
Okay. So are you encouraging the Sprouts, the kids, to come out in costume as well?
Costumes are optional, but that would be great.
Okay. Okay, very good, because I know you're calling it Market at the Scare
that's
tomorrow,
on,
Lisa.
That's on Halloween. Okay. The market actually falls on Halloween this year. So on the 31st, we're actually encouraging kids to come out and dress up, or grown-ups, they can dress up too if they want, and we'll have some treats available then as well.
Okay. So the goal of Sprouts at the Market is to get kids to think about what's out there, what kinds of things, you know, they might not have experienced at home, and also to interact with farmers?
Right, absolutely. What we're trying to do is make a connection. We're trying to emphasize the fact that local produce is available, and we're really trying to make a connection with the farmers so kids realize where their food comes from. You know, a lot of kids might not know that carrots and potatoes grow in the ground. If they haven't done any gardening at home, they think food comes from the grocery store, and they don't have that connection. So we really want them to be able to put a face on the farmer and know that there are people that are growing their food.
Yeah. Lisa, what have families had to say about Sprouts? Is it a popular event at the market?
Sprouts is a really popular event. It's, along with Art at the Market, probably one of the most popular events we've had this year. Parents really like the fact that even though this is geared toward elementary school age kids, we will work with kids who are younger as well. So they really like our flexibility there. I think they like the tasting option. I've seen kids who maybe would have never tried goat cheese or a blackberry eat it at the market. And I've had parents say, I can't believe little Johnny just ate that. So parents are really into it. And for next year, we're still planning on doing the nutrition events, but we're also going to add a couple other events that maybe will address some other part of the food system. So maybe we'll address hunger in this area, or maybe we'll work with Extension and have a gardening workshop. We want kids to realize that the food system it doesn't just stop with food at the farmer's market or food at the grocery store, but that they're all different aspects to the food system, and they're never too young to learn.
So Market at the Square continues to evolve and develop.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, now let's bring Susan into the conversation. Susan Tolson, Executive Director of the Urbana Business Association. When did the holiday market get its start? How long has it been around?
Well, that was before my time, but I believe we are in our seventh year. This is our seventh year. It starts at inside Lincoln Square Mall, November 14th, and runs for six consecutive Saturdays.
Okay. And has it grown over time?
It has grown over time. I think the biggest change happened last year with the welcome of jewelry vendors. And with that came probably a 30% increase in vendors. Our emphasis is slightly different. You know, we really welcome our food, our crafters, but I'm grateful to bring it inside Lincoln Square Mall because it really does benefit the businesses, the existing businesses that are within Lincoln Square Mall. What we were able to do last year is reserve the High Court area specifically for fresh produce, grown products, made products, and then start channeling some of the foot traffic into the other corridors for the jewelry. So you kind of spread out that energy within Lincoln Square Mall.
Okay. And in mid-November and through December, what kind of produce are we likely to find at the holiday market?
You know, that was such a surprise to me how much is still available. And, this is a personal note, but I was able to order an heirloom turkey for Thanksgiving. You know, that's available to you. All the different produce that is grown underground. We had great potatoes and turnips and still fresh greens. And I was introduced to zucchini blossoms. And so there's some really great, unique things. And it surprised me that we were able to have produce well into December because so many of the farmers have greenhouses. And so they are still producing. And it really did surprise me.
Yeah. So some of the same vendors we find at the farmers market are participating in the holiday market.
Absolutely. It's one of those situations that, you know, living where we do, it gets a little chilly. And I would imagine these next couple Saturdays, you know, we've
these
had
last
some,
few Saturdays.
Yeah, they've been
have
tricky.
Been cool.
I've thought of you on those Saturdays. So we kind of say you come on in where it heats up a little bit, and it's really more out of necessity. But, because the growing season continues, because we really do believe in nurturing these vendors, and those craft vendors are really our grassroots entrepreneurs, it's really great to be able to extend that opportunity for them through the holidays because it's a really great way to support your local artists and get that one-of-a-kind item for the holiday season.
How does someone become a vendor? Do they need to register?
Ah, excellent question. We can make it very simple. You can go to our website, urbanabusiness.com, or call us at 344-3872. We are still accepting vendors through November 6th, so it's not too late. And I think it's a great way that if you feel like you have a passion or craft that you enjoy, but you're just not sure if there's a place for it, come on out. Give it a try. Be here for a couple of Saturdays and test the market in a real safe way.
Okay, very good. And here we've got to wrap things up, so let's review. We've got Sprouts at the Market tomorrow, and then we've got Market at the Scare coming up on the 31st, and the Market at the Square will wrap up on the November
7th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. And then the Holiday Market opens up November 14th. And Susan, what are the hours for the holiday market? Does it differ from the market at the square?
Slightly. We start at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, and we run until 1 p.m. on Saturday afternoons. But, of course, the businesses in Lincoln Square are open with us. So this is kind of a nice bridge between the two.
Okay, very good. Well, my thanks this afternoon to Susan Tolson, Executive Director of the Urbana Business Association, which operates the Holiday Market, Lisa Braltz, Market Director for the City of Urbana's Market at the Square, and Jen Hewitt, who is a coordinator for Sprouts at the Market and is a student at the University of Illinois in dietetics.